And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 17th of March, 2025. Today is the birthday of Barry Horn, born on this day in 1952. Barry Horn was an English animal rights activist. Horn became interested in animal rights at the age of 35 when his second wife, Aileen, persuaded him to attend an animal liberation meeting. After watching videos of animal testing, he decided to become a vegan and a hunt saboteur. He became active with Northampton Animal Concern in the spring of 1987, which organized a raid of the Unilever laboratory and picketed Beatty's, a department store that sold fur coats. Horn first came to public attention in 1988 when he tried to rescue Rocky, a bottlenose dolphin captured in 1971 off the Florida Panhandle and then kept for 20 years, most of the time alone, in a small concrete pool at Marineland in Lincolnshire. Horn and the others continued with their mission to free Rocky and in 1989 launched the Morecambe Dolphinarium campaign, picketing the dolphinarium, handing out leaflets to tourists, organizing rallies, and lobbying the local council. Losing ticket sales, the management of Marineland eventually agreed to sell the dolphin for £120,000, money that was raised with the help of a number of animal charities, including the Born Free Foundation, and supported by the Mail on Sunday, which launched the Into the Blue campaign to free Britain's captive dolphins. In 1991, Rocky was transferred to an 80-acre lagoon reserve in the Turks and Caicos Islands and then released, and within days was seen swimming with a pod of wild dolphins. Peter Hughes of the University of Sunderland cites Horn's campaign as an example of how promoting an animal rights perspective created a cultural shift in the UK towards seeing dolphins as individual actors who should be viewed in the wild if tourists want to interact with them. There are now no captive dolphins in the UK. Horn became known around the world in December 1998 when he engaged in a 68-day hunger strike in the effort to persuade the government to hold a public inquiry into animal testing, something the Labour Party had said it would do before it came to power in 1997. The hunger strike took place while Horn was serving an 18-year sentence for planting incendiary devices in stores that sold fur coats and leather products, the longest sentence handed down to any animal rights activist by a British court. The hunger strike left Horn with kidney damage and failing eyesight, but it was neither the first nor the last he embarked upon, and when he died of liver failure 3 years later, he had not eaten for 15 days. Media reaction to his death in the UK was hostile, where he was widely described as a terrorist by journalists and politicians. He is viewed as a martyr by many within the animal rights movement. And on this day in 2020, Kathleen Gage launched her podcast, Plant-Based Eating for Health. The show's description reads, "Plant-based eating for health is a show for plant-based eaters and vegans who are committed to a healthy, whole food diet, compassion to animals and the planet. Only 100% plant-based and vegan lifestylists, authors, consultants, business owners are featured on the show. This show is great for those eager to learn how to transition to a plant-based and vegan life. We have a strong focus on a balanced protocol of nutrition, exercise, meditation, and community. Eating a whole food diet without animal products has the potential to prevent and reverse diseases and obesity, which improves our health and longevity. There is a focus on how plant-based eating can actually improve your performance in business. We are extremely committed to compassion for animals of all species and a life void of abuse to animals." And here is a reading from Matthew 5. "When Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, he climbed a hillside. Those who were apprenticed to him, the committed, climbed with him. Arriving at a quiet place, he sat down and taught his climbing companions, 'You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you find yourselves cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart, put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Not only that, count yourself blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when this happens, give a cheer even, for though they don't like it, I do, and all heaven applauds. And know that you are in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble. A reading from Matthew 5. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to get into good trouble.